The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland in the hizzy over here at Circa. Still to come this hour, we're going to talk a little tennis. I'm pumped.
It's back, baby. Let's go.
Did you look at those ahead of time at all?
No. I have no idea what's coming. No idea what's coming.
I think there's going to be a lot. We're going to go through it. Gil's going to say, meh. And then there's going to be one. Ray's going to say.
You know me well.
This is a bet.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
We get tweets beating the book. We got to do our whip around, too. This is from Trey Edge. He says, you always take me back with the 90s R&B references, but this third base combo this morning is the best. Can't tell you how many people I've stumped over the years with that reference and the video. Oh, third base was awesome. Tremendous. Again, Kelly, pop goes the weasel and the weasel goes pop.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhist man, way too early 2026 in numbers game topic power ratings. You ready for this? Number five, self-deprecating Starbucks Stevie Survivor strategy segment. A lot of S's right there. Four, prime minister and baseball historian and author Pete Nice references. Three, Gatorade flavor rankings. Two, Common Cold Radio. And number one, Tax Law Radio.
Common Cold Radio.
You got it, buddy. Tax Code Radio.
I want to follow up on Tax Code Radio.
Oh, it's the worst.
Fezzik and Crack didn't mention it. I was a little surprised over the past 24 hours. So starting yesterday, we have a new hand pay threshold here in Nevada, $2,000 instead of the old $1,200. So you don't get a W-2G tax form anymore at $1,200. Yeah, exactly, right? Here's the thing,
Gil. I'm already falling asleep.
All these slot machines and everything?
Yeah.
I asked a slot attendant about this like a month ago. I was like, hey, do you think like these machines are really going to be ready on January 1 to not lock up when you hit $1,200 or more? And off the record, will not name the casino, will not name where they work at. She looked at me dead in the eyes, Gil. She goes, Kelly, if this is figured out within the first 4 months, I would be shocked.
I love that this is your own personal Y2K anxiety.
Well, it's that combined with us getting taxed more. So it's like, That's where it's I'm going to calm down a bit. But literally, I was walking out of here yesterday, saw someone hit for like 1400 something, locked them up, and then I saw the delivery of just the cash and no W-2G.
Did you like how I fell asleep in the middle of the tax code? Yeah. Sorry about that. Chance Copperpot.
Just got to clean up for Fezzik and Crack, you know?
It's what you're...
They're not going to say it, I got to say it, you know?
You're the cleaner-upper of Fezzik and Crack.
Right.
Chance Copperpot. My New Year's betting resolution is to use prediction markets. I opened my Kalshi account yesterday. It was very good for betting live college football spreads, and I love watching the market move real-time after you take a position. It's awesome. It's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Though you might run into trouble with the live stuff. You're up against a lot of Robin Hood traders. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue with the whip around because we got to get to. We only did the two Saturday games. Again, I have a bet on Carolina +3. We went through the playoff implications of both that game, Carolina and Tampa, and San Francisco, Seattle. Also, the games within the games when it comes to NFL awards.
Will you go over again? So if the Seahawks win,
the Rams game on Sunday matters because then the Rams can get the number five seed. But if the San Francisco 49ers win, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They're six, period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're already locked in. Seahawks 5, 6, 7 are locked.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. You'll go Seahawks 5, Rams 6, Packers 7.
You like that? That was something an hour ago I meant to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot to ask you and didn't look it up off air myself. Really bad job.
It's about the clearest of any year heading into the final 2 weeks of the season, and now the final week, about the clearest playoff pictures have ever been.
Okay, so Sunday, Packers-Vikings. Did want to mention this. You and Steve were talking about it a little bit.
Yes.
J.J. McCarthy back at practice, listed as probable to play on Sunday.
There it is.
I'll tell you, man, it's something I'm monitoring, though. If old Brosmer's out there again, I don't care who the Packers are. I don't care that it's Clayton Tune. I'll be taking 7.5 points.
You mean 51 yards passing didn't excite
exactly.
you?
Exactly. And with a game with a 35.5 total, if I'm catching over a touchdown still, I'll be in on the Packers. I don't care.
Who's going for the Packers? Malik?
No, it's going to be Clayton Tune.
Clayton Tune is going, yeah. Okay. This is just, again, from a handicapping standpoint, we started this with guessing lines on Monday. Some of these games are impossible to figure out. unless you know exactly who's playing.
I'm not ruling out yet, Gil, that Max Brosmer is the worst quarterback to ever play in the National Football League.
Wow.
I'm not ruling that out yet.
Wow.
He has not proved otherwise in his, what, two starts?
Yeah. Well, can't really argue. Nathan Peterman is the
name. Nathan Peterman's better.
Is the name I was thinking of, and why I just said it.
I'll take Nathan Peterman right now.
Didn't Peterman throw 5 picks and a half? Didn't he do that
probably
one time? I think so. Okay. So that's the Packers and Vikings. Packers again locked in to the number 7 seed. They will travel to either play the Bears or the Eagles wild card round next week. Wow. Playoffs next week. Colts at Texans. Texans are 10.5-point favorites. Texans can still win the AFC South if they were to win and Jacksonville were to somehow lose.
That'd be awesome.
Very unlikely. Jacksonville's a 2-touchdown favorite, basically, in their game. But the Texans, their consolation prize is, hey, we look at the 5 seed and travel to play either Baltimore or Pittsburgh as the 4 seed. Man, maybe that's not a pleasant thing to think about, but for some it might be, they're thinking. I have no play in this game.
Texans in a 10-point teaser for me and Steve. Steve as well. Was that
Steve,
one of his legs?
Stevie Fezzik. His was slightly different legs than mine. Were Houston, New England, and Denver, he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Browns at Bengals.
I will have a 3-leg 10-point teaser, although I didn't make it yet, but I will have it here by the end of the show.
What are you thinking? Niners? You liked the Niners.
Niners. I think I do, yeah. Browns at Bengals. This game means nothing to nobody except for draft position. Oh, Myles Garrett can get the sack record, right? He's a half sack behind T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan for the most sacks in a year. For, again, the length of period of time as they've been tracking sack stats, 22.5 for Watt and Strahan, 22 currently for Myles Garrett. But who knows, man? Like, did Deacon Jones have more sacks than that? Did Reggie White have more than that? I'm not sure. I have no play here. Bengals 7.5-point favorites. I would imagine the Bengals will roll here. This might be a survivor play for one of the remaining 6, though, on the Bengals.
Have you seen a number?
Have the Bengals ever knocked out anybody in Survivor? I'm curious. Has that ever happened?
Not this late in a season.
Yeah, I was going to say. This is new ground.
Have you seen a price on Garrett for the sack?
No.
Me either. I'm going to have to find that. It's actually not up at DraftKings.
That will be a large minus price. Just don't do a Brett Favre and sit down for him. That's all we ask.
I would think so, too. The question is, at what point does it get too big? Right? I don't want to be that guy. Betting a no on Miles Garrett.
Don't be that guy. Yeah, just don't do the Brett Favre thing and lay down like you did for Strahan. Next, also in the early window on Sunday.
Cowboys at Giants.
Nothing to play for here other than the Giants beating the Raiders last week means that the Raiders are in the driver's seat for the number one pick in the draft. If the Raiders lose, the Raiders have number one. Giants are 2 right now. I don't think the Giants want to ruin this anymore. I think the Cowboys are going to be a millions play for me. I may even have a bet on the Cowboys. It's just that I just don't want to have actual money on a game that doesn't matter.
I know.
Probably not.
There's a couple of these. I'm with you there. I can tie this back into the Bengals too, right? Bengals and Cowboys, for whatever reason, they appear that they are going to roll out their dudes and play this for Get Dak as many passing yards, hopefully be the NFL passing yards leader, and I don't know what they're doing with these two teams. But, yeah, it looks like they're going to try to finish it out with all their guys, Gil. And Giants, yes, after last week, they have every – you can't win 2 games in a row to finish the season. No, that would be
don't
bad.
Don't do that. Is your Dak comeback player of the year ticket dead?
Probably. Next. I'm okay with it.
Next.
Saints at Falcons.
Saints at Falcons. Remember, if the Buccaneers win on Saturday, this game matters. Because if the Falcons then win, it's a 3-way tie atop the NFC South. 3-8-9 teams, and the Panthers would be the one in the playoffs. I think the Falcons finish strong here. I know there's Tyler Shuck ticket holders that want him to finish with a flourish for the Rookie of the Year campaign. No Chris Olave for the Saints. Falcons 3.5-point favorites. I bet the Falcons on Monday -3.
I was thinking about this game on the way in.
Yeah. Tuesday morning, by the way, I bet -3.
I think there's 2 different prop angles here. If you are, Montesano brought this up about the all-time scrimmage yards with Bijan. If you're betting over on Bijan props, you better be sprinkling in Offensive Player of the Year. I'm just going to add that. And then Tyler Shuck, again, this line goes from 2.5 to 3.5. based off that Falcons win on Monday and then the playoff tie-in now we have. I think this has jumped a little too much.
But the playoff tie-in shouldn't matter because the Falcons...
Exactly.
It doesn't affect the Falcons themselves.
So this is what I'm talking about. We've moved from 2.5 to 3.5. Like,
yeah, no, to me, it's just because I think the Falcons are a vastly superior team than the Saints are.
I didn't bet it. I'm just saying that's a big move, and it would be Saints or nothing for me. The only one I was going to bring up with Tyler Shuck, where his current Rookie of the Year number is, I'd probably just look at playing props over on him in this game.
I was impressed, by the way, with how the Falcons have stuck together under Raheem Morris, how they played against the Rams. And I will just say this. If you're a Falcons player, fan, whatever, you have got to be thinking to yourself, how did we botch this division?
Yeah, totally.
How?
Are you with me on this, though? So what's Shuck now? Like plus 180 or something?
Yeah.
He has to win this game, and he's got to put up a good performance, right?
Yep.
I'm same game parlaying Shuck props in the money line with the Saints.
And I feel like they're very aware of this, too, by the way. His Rookie of the Year possibility. I feel
who
like the Saints themselves.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
So,
and going for it a bit, probably. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, hey, let's salvage something out of this season.
Yeah, it gets you something out of the year. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, at least we had the
I just think you're, price-wise, you're getting better price if you do what I'm talking about.
Same. Michael Montesano, the aforementioned Michael Montesano, just chimed and said, my New Year's resolution is to not bet the NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Oh, wait, forget it. I took Cason Wallace to have a bet at 50-1. Okay, for 2027, he says. My New Year's resolution is to not bet the NBA Defensive Player of the Year mark.
Eh, hear you, Mike.
Yeah. Titans and Jags real quick. Jags by 13.5.
I put them in a 10-point teaser when it was 12.5.
Jags win. They win the AFC South. If the Jags win and somehow the Broncos and Patriots both lose, the Jags are the number one seed. Unlikely. But just for the sake of thoroughness, that's the story. We'll continue our whip around. Tennis next on A Numbers Game. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. And right now, when you spend $129, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Don't wait. Spend $129, get 2 pounds of wings, and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSiN. Minimum purchase required. See site for details.
I know we were always distracted by the Smashburger graphic, but this one's equally as distracting to me because when it comes to wings, Gil.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you have an opinion on this, but I have a very strong opinion. Give me grilled every time. I want a good grilled wing over too much fried stuff on there.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
I see those grill marks, and it's looking good.
I don't really have strong opinions on wings.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you a hot guy or are you a mild guy?
Mild. I can't do the hot. I'm not one of these people. Spicy food, if it's too spicy, it just ruins the experience for me.
Are you a buffalo guy or a different flavored wing guy?
Different flavored wing guy.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm pretty strict buffalo and give it to me pretty hot.
But it's not something that enters my life. Like there's never a time where I'm like, you know what I could really use today? Wings. It's never a thing for me.
Especially like the options they have at like Buffalo Wild Wings where it's like, yeah, give me the spicy chili garlic Thai wings. I don't really think about that much either.
Yeah. Auburnist on Twitter. Here's a Pete Nice gem. Listen to the Beastie Boys audiobook for the chapter he reads on the beef between the two. There's a great part with MCA heckling them. Oh, man. I'm all about that. Does he read it in Pete Nice's voice? Yeah. And Jason H11 says, my resolution is to get the Upside app. Uh-huh. A little commercial humor. All right, we got to continue the whip around because we got to get to Zach. Let's do the tennis. We'll do the tennis when Zach is on with us. We can both chime in on the tennis.
Like that.
NFL whip around continues. What's next?
Next up, we have the Dolphins at Patriots.
Okay, so Patriots win, Broncos lose.
Into the late window now, 4:25 Eastern.
Late window.
Just as I planned. Saturday, early window, late window.
We've done this perfectly.
Done this perfectly.
For two games on Saturday in one segment, all the early window and another, here's the late window. Patriots win. Remember, they've already clinched the AFCs, but if they win and the Broncos lose, the Patriots are the number one seed, and this is Drake May's final resume point for his MVP candidacy. By the way, you hear Drake May going off on people who said they faced an easy schedule? He's like, look, they're all NFL players, man. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What else is he supposed to say?
He's
right?
Not wrong. They are NFL players. I got no play on that. But I have decided to stay away from that leg as a 10-point three-leg teaser.
Yeah, you and I had that conversation off air. It's the one that I think of the ones that you would consider throwing in a 10-point teaser this week, it concerns me the most. I could just see this being a Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, stand up for one game. Some of these teams, man, like Cowboys, Bengals, Dolphins, just to try to get one W at the end of the year.
Yeah. Chiefs at Raiders. Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. Oladokun going for the Chiefs. I want no part of this. 5.5, 36.5. The Raiders lose. They get the number one pick in the draft. Raiders aren't going to mess this up. Raiders, remember, are like, hey, Brock Bowers, hey, Max Crosby, why don't you guys sit these last two games out?
Yeah, I don't think this is like, it's like two, it's two teams I'd ideally like to fade on this final week, right? Like, you know, the Raiders made it very clear last week what they're trying to do, and the Chiefs spots that we pointed out the last couple weeks have really come true, where it's like they've never been in this situation for like 10 years now. Like, just they can start the offseason early for once, finally.
Is that Travis Kelce's last game? Let's make a market, Kelce.
I'm going to go with no, only based off one thing. How little do you feel like you've heard about that from the Chiefs, him, just in national media the past week or so? I feel like the Chiefs would have built that up more.
I hear that guy's getting married. Lions and Bears. Bears win. They are the 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Bears lose. Eagles win. Bears are the 3 seed. Lions eliminated. Bears by 3.
Yeah, Lions in that same group I just named of like teams that are going to be too frisky on week 18. Dan Campbell ain't going to let his guys just lay down.
I did say this earlier in the week.
I said that a little tongue-in-cheek.
But I wonder if Dan Campbell is thinking to himself, he would never admit this, but I wonder if he's thinking to himself, yeah, this kind of looks bad for me because like we were awesome with Ben Johnson and now we're not so awesome. Now we're playing Ben Johnson. It might mean something to him.
I'm even trying to think. Gil, that might be on a week 18 where there are plenty of games that me and you want no part of.
Yeah.
That might be number one for me.
Yeah. Jets and Bills. Now here's another team again, right? Because the Bills, it's only about seeding. They're 7-point favorites at the Jets. If there was ever a spread that felt like a placeholder, and that's how I approach it on guessing lines, it's this one. Because what are we going to get? Are we going to get Josh Allen for a drive?
Okay.
So he can continue his starting streak, and then what?
It is Josh Allen from Sean McDermott just a little while ago, quote, good to go.
Okay.
For Sunday. I don't know why we would see anything else other than what we've described all week. And the line has moved, though, in Buffalo's favor. We just showed 7.
Yeah.
This was at DraftKings earlier. DraftKings all the way out to 8.5 on the Bills. I think that's a little bit of a ridiculous overadjustment because I think we all kind of know what's going to happen with Josh Allen. I think it's exactly what you just said. That's still what I expect to happen. It's for him to take one snap, play one series just like he did a year ago in this exact same situation and then get off the field.
The number 5, or in the NFC, we know that the Packers are 7. And we know that two of the 3 NFC West teams are going to end up 5 and 6, whoever's not the number 1 seed. In the AFC, the 5, 6, and 7s are all up for grabs, with the Jags, Texans, Bills, and Chargers all in the mix. All that.
I think another prop one I'll throw out is James Cook. I think he's been pretty vocal about him wanting to be the rushing yards leader this year, so it's probably good. Could be a lot of Cook just on the ground against the Jets.
How many rushing yards is he?
I have to check it.
See, this is the kind of thing is betters that I never pay attention to. Where I'm like, what is his lead? Because Bijan has over 1,400. How many does James Cook have?
1,600.
Wow.
1,606. Jonathan Taylor's number 2.
Okay.
Bijan's number 4.
Yeah. Amazing. All right.
It is fun. We're going to have to do like a weekly bit on that with me and you next year. Like the stats that every fantasy player knows that Gil and Kelly are completely unaware
Who
of.
Who leads the NFL in rushing yards? I don't know. I have no idea. Commanders and Eagles. Eagles are sitting, folks. Again, Eagles are NFC East champs. First back-to-back NFC East champ since 2004 when the Eagles did it. Eagles win, Bears lose. The Eagles are the 2 seed, as is any other combination, right? Eagles lose or Bears win. Then the Eagles are the 3 seed, getting a home game in wild card weekend.
I'm changing my answer. This is the game I want nothing to do with.
Yeah, this is also. This is Josh Johnson, though, going for the Commodores against Tanner. JVT say?
To Tanner McKee believer.
Tanner McKee truther, he said.
Truther, that's right, yeah.
Cardinals at Rams, again, this is 7.5, but we don't know if this game matters yet to the Rams. What I mean by that, again, if the Niners beat the Seahawks on Saturday, the Rams are locked into a 6 seed. This game won't matter. So can you really play this? Unless you have, like, stupid conviction on the Niners and the Seahawks, then you could somehow correlate it. But remember, this might not matter.
I just don't know things that are easy to say on a Friday. I have a feeling by the time we get to kickoff, like regardless of where the Rams are at, we're going to see them sitting some guys. I'm surprised we haven't heard more of that this week. But we see how McVay approaches the preseason. Like, this is, you're going to risk guys getting hurt. You already got Davante Adams sideline.
Oh, Beerman Kirk tells me that on Poly Market, they do have a Kelce market. Kelce retire? Yes. Minus 300. Oh, interesting. Interesting, he says to himself. Chargers at Broncos. Broncos win. They are the number one seed in the AFC. It's that simple. By the way, the Broncos leg is one of my 3-team 10-pointers, and I'm a little scared about it.
Yeah, we're talking about that off the air. I like this better than the Patriots one, though. That's what you landed on, right? You landed on Broncos?
That's correct. Trey Lance going for the Chargers.
Yep. Okay. I'm on the under, but I bet it on open at 40.5. Honestly, I had 37.5. I'd probably still bet under. I think Nick Whalen brought that up the other day.
Trivia question that Joe Pita posed to me yesterday. What current NFL coach has more rushing yards than Bo Jackson had in his illustrious NFL career?
What?
What current NFL coach had more career rushing yards than Bo Jackson had in his? Jim Harbaugh. Fantastic question. Sunday by 5 yards, Wyatt adds.
Good job, Wyatt.
Sunday night.
I was going to throw, I mean, we just, like, I'm just going to throw his name out there just because we've been talking these guys, but I did not think that was going to be the answer.
By the way, I went through all 32 coaches and said it had to be him or, I was like, did Sean Payton get yards in the games?
Yeah.
No, so it had to be Harbaugh. He's the only guy. And then Sunday night, the game for the AFC North. Whoever wins is the AFC North title holder, and the loser is out. If it's a tie, the Steelers are the AFC North champs, and the Ravens are out. Ravens favored by 3.5 on the road. Wow.
Yeah, I played Ravens at 3 lightly.
What's the TJ Watt status? Do we know yet?
I'm not playing it. I wouldn't play it at 3.5. Let me see if I can find before break.
Major hint.
From
the Steelers defensive coordinator, who says, great to have him back, unquote. There you go. Tennis with Zach Cohen, NBA and NFL next as well. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside. We got to get into it with Zach because we got a bunch to get to. We got NBA to talk about. We got NFL Week 18 to talk about. But we got tennis that you're going to throw at us as well.
That's right. You know what else I'm just realizing real quick is that me and you are finally feeling better. I'm ready for the week to start, Gil.
Yes.
I'm ready to get going this week.
Yes.
Head's been in a fog for 5 days.
You know, it's as great as these college football games we talked about endlessly in the first hour, just so great yesterday and the day before, semis in front of us. My brain, because we have a week 18, has not yet fully grasped
the
NFL playoffs are next weekend.
Dude, next
week's awesome.
Next week's football schedule is crazy.
Semifinal Thursday night, semifinal Friday night.
Yep. And then super wild card weekend.
And then don't we have one wild card game on
Saturday? Starts on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all super wild card games.
Oh, no, it's 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, one on Monday. Yeah. There you go. Wow.
Assuming they did it the same way they did last year.
That's right. Zach Cohen joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at BettingOnX. here on this day after, was it January 2nd? I can't even keep track anymore. Happy New Year, Zach. How you doing, man?
Happy New Year. How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. We were just talking off air. The United Cup has started. Sakari beat Osaka. Solana Sierra. Who did she beat again? Somebody. And then Munar loses.
Buzas Monero. I shouldn't have
done this. Yeah, Buzas Monero. I think you're right. And then
come on.
And then already, you know, Baez, who's not a hardcore guy, beats Munar. It's like, I'm glad I'm sitting out the United Cup. You ready for some tennis questions from Kelly? We can answer them together here.
Yes. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going fully. I have two picks up. I'm fully in already.
He's already in. He's already got two. So, okay, these are all going to be ATP and WTA end of year ranking props.
End of 2026.
End of 2026. Okay, these are up at DraftKings. You can go there now. Check these out. So I'm going to start with, this is just odds to be the ATP world number one at the end of 2026. Jannik Sinner -120.
That's your bet.
Carlos Alcaraz +110. Zverev 15-1. FAA 18-1. Novak 30-1. Musetti 40-1.
Musetti, you said it right. Correct.
You went to correct me. I got it.
No, you were correct.
Tennis season's back.
It's Sinner -120 for me. Zach?
Yeah, I think I'd go with Sinner. I mean, Sinner has more like results to defend, but I do think that he's just the more sturdy player. I think that, you know, Alcaraz also made a pretty big coaching change at the end of the year. You know, you wonder how that's going to affect him to start the 2026 season.
That is the most underrated thing in sports, by the way. If you're a tennis hardo, you know this, but Carlos Alcaraz broke off from his coach, his longtime coach, Juan Carlos Ferrero. And if you make that kind of coaching decision, you typically will do it, you know, before the ATP finals even, or at least after that. He waited until like a minute ago to do it. Very strange. Next.
Yeah. All right, next up, going to continue with the men here, okay? Now we have over-unders just on where they're going to finish in the rankings at the end of the season.
All right, okay? Zach, you get first dibs on these.
All right, so Jannik Sinner, for example, and Carlos Alcaraz, both listed at 1.5. Over on Sinner, both these over-under -120. Make your jokes about the straddle now. Carlos Alcaraz, over 1.5, -155. Under 1.5, +110.
I got definitive thoughts on those first three.
Yeah, that was the same number. Okay, good thing the pricing's right on the under 1.5. Shelton, over 6.5, 120. Under 6.5, 120. Fritz, 7.5. And Tiafo, 30.5. All juiced at -120.
All right, let's do it. Let's actually do it together, Zach. On a count of three for Sinner. 1, 2, 3, under.
Under, yeah.
Alcaraz, therefore, over, right?
Over.
Okay, this will be interesting. Shelton.
This is where I...
1, 2...
I go over.
Oh, I go under.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
I go under. Yes. I think this is the year where Shelton gets really... I mean, his high point. I think he's in the top six.
Can you guys please make this like a show side bet so I can randomly bring it up throughout the year?
It's interesting. Fritz, 7.5. Which way you go on that?
I go under on this one. I think it's 2 years in a row he's been under seven, so I do think that he should finish there.
I'm going to go over. So that's what you and I flip-flop on Sheldon Fritz.
That's the difference, yeah.
And then Tiafoe, boy, I don't know. This is tough when you get to 30.
I don't even know why he's listed. It's because he's popular, but
he's listed because Kelly put him there.
You know what? Usually that would be the case. These were all the men listed, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I like Francis Tiafoe, though. Can he go under 30.5?
I'll go under. I think I heard him recently saying he needs to take tennis more seriously,
right,
that he hasn't been as focused as he needs to be. Usually that means he's going to take it a little bit more seriously, so I'd say under.
I'll go with that.
Can you imagine ever saying something like that? If I just came on here, what if one of my resolutions was I'm going to take this show more seriously?
That's right. Could you imagine?
What?
I figure I won't mail it in from now on. Yeah, kind of thing.
All right, over to the women's side. All right, odds to be the end of year number one, Sabalenka -160, Iga Swiatek +120, Coco 4-1. Actually, look at all these single digits here, guys.
Wow.
Coco 4-1, Anisimova 6-1, Andreeva 9-1, Pagula 9-1, Rybakina 9-1. Is this really just a two-person conversation still?
Let me start
with that. Is it only two?
I still feel it's one and... I feel it's 2.5-ish. But I'm still going Iga. +120.
I think it's two for world number one, but I think it's completely open-ended if you're talking about who wins a Grand Slam this year.
Well said.
I think that Iga will be – I think Iga's a really good bet to be number one because I do think she'll win the French Open this year. I think she looks like she's much better on grass and hard courts, so I think that there's going to only be improvements from what we saw last season, but I do think that there'll be multiple Grand Slam winners.
Okay, now is the time for the bet that I predicted Gil Alexander would want to make after this segment. The over-unders for the end-of-season rankings for the women. Sabalenka 1.5, okay, under 155, over plus 110. Iga lined at 2.5. You could get under 2.5 for minus 155. Gil Alexander,
under, give me that.
Is that not the bet?
Give me that.
Coco 3.5, minus 120 both ways. Pagula 6.5, the under minus 125, and Madison Keys the under minus 125.
Here's how I would go: over Arena, under Świątek, under Golf, under Pagula, over Maddie Keys.
Zachary?
Yeah, I got the exact same. That Pagula one stands out as like a really good bet,
yes,
the under.
Agree.
Oh, is that your favorite bet?
She's just so consistent.
Yeah, on the women's side, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, when it comes to a story like hers, every dollar that you can pick up throughout the season, you've got to grab. Right?
Kelly's always very worried about her when she loses.
Very worried about her finances.
Thank you, Kelly. That was fun. Tennis, baby.
From a war-torn country club to...
remember... Emma Navarro, only worth $1.5 billion. Jesse Pegula, worth $7.5 billion. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your two tennis plays on the day, Zach, if you could share?
I have a Rinky Hijikata money line against Filip Mišović in the Brisbane qualifying. That's just the one where Mišović, I think, is a little bit of a better clay court player than anything else. And he struggled towards the end of 2025, and Hijikata's playing at home. So I think he'll win that match. And then I have Talon Griekspoor to win a set against Alexander Zverev in the United Cup. And that's just because those two kind of always play bangers. I think that like five of their last nine have featured Griekspoor at least winning one set, and they play a lot of tiebreakers. And Zverev is a player that usually starts the year slow. So I think that Griekspoor, coming off a pretty bad 2025 season, will probably be pretty eager to get back out there for 2026. And I think he could serve his way to a set.
Griekspoor is a gamer. And Sasha Zverev may never win a slam.
Can I please get a live shot or recorded shot of you tomorrow at 5:30 on a Saturday, Zach, jumping off the couch during that match and be like, banger, like I called it, banger.
NBA today, anything, Zach?
Yeah, I have a bunch. So I have like seven plays for the NBA tonight. Well, I'll just do my sides, and you can go over to VSiN.com for my player props or listen to Hardwood Handicappers. That's up as well. I have the Wizards plus 1.5 against the Nets tonight. It's the second leg of a back-to-back for Brooklyn, and Washington has kind of been sneaky good lately. They've won three of their last four games. They're 7-3 against the spread over their last 10. And when you look at the season-long numbers, they're the worst team in the league when you look at net rating. We're just a really terrible number. But over the last 10 games, it's only like minus 2.3 or so. So I took the Wizards plus 1.5. This team is starting to kind of figure some things out. And I do think the only advantage that the Nets have when looking at rest, talent, everything is coaching, where Jordy Fernandez is one of the best coaches in the league. But I think Washington will get the job done there.
And you've got no... Okay, I was actually going to check on Igor Demin, who's been awesome recently. He's been upgraded, but no Cam Thomas, no Nick Claxton, no Michael Porter Jr. in that game for the Nets.
All right, next side.
Yep, so it's all the best players on the Nets team are you know, pretty much out, so it's going to be really tough for them to win this game.
What else you got sides-wise?
I took the Hawks plus 7.5 against the Knicks, which I hate myself for doing because I, you know, last week, which is, you know, last year, that I wasn't going to take him again for a while. But at the same time, New York's going to be playing without Josh Hart again. I believe they could also be without Mitchell Robinson. And this is a team that looks, you know, borderline soft without those two players. Hart is a player that is very good defensively. He's a very good rebounder. And if they are losing Robinson too, that's another player that does a really good job on the offensive glass and makes them better defensively. And this Hawks team has been a little bit better lately. They've covered in three straight. They just had a really big win over the Timberwolves in New York. 1-6-1 against the spread over the last eight games, and just really hasn't looked great for the last 2 weeks or so. So I think this is a game the Knicks probably win, but I do think it'll be close.
Okay, for the rest of Zach's picks, you can go to VSiN.com/picks. Tennis is here, Zach. We will be all of our picks, Zach's and mine, at VSiN.com/picks for all subscribers for the rest of the calendar year. That's 363 days. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Coming back, we'll recap all the bets next.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Numbers Game, Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin on a Friday. Man, that schedule, we went through that schedule for next week. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Thursday night, Friday night college football. Two wild card round games on Saturday, three on Sunday, and then one on Monday night.
Perfect weekend for is, my...
Does it get better than that?
No, it does not.
What, I honestly think I'm like by the time the Super Bowl run comes around, it's like, okay, Super Bowl, let's have the game, let's play it already. It's been 2 weeks of hype, right? And championship week feels kind of sad because you know it's over. But this, with a wild card weekend and then the division round, come on.
Okay, so I always say division round is my favorite weekend of the year betting and sports betting, whatever, sports weekend of the year. If this is, I mean, this isn't going to be like this every year, right? But like the college football playoff rolling right into super wild card weekend, that is a ridiculous 5 day stretch.
Ridiculous. Tronsky, John Osher. Hey, Gil, with tennis on the horizon, do you like pairing either Alcaraz and Sinner to win the Australian Open with a college football playoff shot and AFC winner shot since it's so wide open? Are we sure that either Sinner or Alcaraz are winning this thing similar to 2025? Yes, I am sure that Sinner or Alcaraz are winning this thing. It's just tennis.
Yeah.
It's just the way that the ATP Tour is now is that those two guys are on the mountaintop. I mean, Djokovic will have something to say about all this, right? He's still trying to win his 25th. And there is, one would think that if anybody else can do it, the dude went to all four semis last year. It's insane.
You know what? You know what's funny about that?
So he's the only fly in the ointment.
Gil, I almost asked you my normal Djokovic question during that segment, but I thought my biggest takeaway from putting together those graphics, at least, was that the indication from the odds, at least, that it's far more of a runaway on the men's side than the women's side.
Yes.
I actually couldn't believe how many women were that closely bunched up to Iga and Sabalenka.
Well, it's also, if you went through the women's tour, there's like 15 of them who have won a slam.
Mm-hmm.
Iga has the most, followed by Sabalenka and Osaka. Iga has 6, Osaka and Sabalenka have 4. But there's so many that have won.
Yeah.
Maddie Keys, Sofia Kennan. I mean,
Paolini.
She's number one slam.
Oh. Yeah. Where'd she make a deep run?
Oh, she
French
made,
Open?
She made deep runs, but she didn't win a
slam.
Didn't
win one of those?
She's adorable. Don't get me wrong.
I tried.
This is from, good contribution. This is from Sam S. Gilly, in a bit of a survivor pickle. I have Kansas City. Great in theory, he says. Dallas, Philly, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh available. Who would you take? Oh, don't do this to me. You got this far on your own, Sam. Samuel Statkus. He says, for added context, 7 others are still alive, so may need to make a playoff run. Thanks for all you and Kelly do. Happy New Year. Sam, I'm not going to offend you by giving you my opinion. I think you will. You'll figure out the right one to do. You have Jacksonville available? Why wouldn't you take them? I don't know. Eric Biggio letting us know from William Hill Caesars that they have baseball win totals up, and they've had them up since Thanksgiving. How about that?
Yeah, Jensen Lewis, be better.
Come on, Jensen Lewis. He's responding to Jensen.
Yeah.
Come on, Jensen Lewis, co-host by the books with Captain America Dave Ross, preseasons every Monday through Friday. And Ioya, S69. When does the ESPN 30 for 30 about Harbaugh come out? What would it be called? Yeah, I got more rushing yards than Bo Jackson.
It's amazing.
We underrate Jim Harbaugh as an NFL quarterback.
We've gotten a lot of like tweet of the year candidates. That's a good one. Am I allowed to say the one that we were texting about? Claw machine.
Oh, yeah, sure. Say it.
I don't even know. I didn't follow up anymore on this, but we got this tweeted us. And there's a claw machine betting act or something being discussed in California. So of course we got the tweet tag. Where's Jason at?
Where's Jason? Get it here with the
That's tweet of the year candidate already. That's going to be the one to beat.
Who was that? Jessica Wyman? Who was that?
I don't remember. Yeah. I feel so bad. I don't remember. But I read it the same exact way he did, where I was like, there is no way that this is a thing without Jason Weingarten being involved.
He's got his fingerprints all over it. Here are the bets, again, from guessing lines earlier in the week and from the day after. Panthers +3 at the Buccaneers on Saturday for me. Falcons -3 versus the Saints. On Sunday, those lines are, I believe, a half point off in both cases at this point. I got half point to the better. My 3-team 10-point teaser, Niners +11.5, Texans down to -0.5, and a little dicey, but I'm going to take the Broncos -2.5. Why do I not feel secure about the Broncos at -2.5?
Yeah, I hear you. because we don't trust this offense very much.
Yeah. Bijan, offensive player of the year, 150-1. Have you seen the latest numbers? What are the latest numbers on Bijan?
Like 25, probably.
Let's go. Keep coming down. That's where they deserve to be. Even lower than that. I think there is an actual possibility. Super Bowl finalist Chargers Rams 28-1. Super Bowl finalist Chargers 49ers 66-1. I will add to those in the next week. And then, of course, this one, let's bring it home. Indiana to win the college football playoff, which I made right after they beat Oregon, 10-1. Let's go. Mr. Bidley?
Yeah, nothing for me NBA tonight. I gave a wow when Zach said he had 7 bets in the NBA. I was a little shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
I was looking at the Pelicans. They just ruled a couple guys out. I was looking at the Grizzlies. But, we had the conversation earlier in the week of when some of the NBA minds meet, right? It's almost where I've got myself in trouble a little bit here recently where, man, I've just been on the same page. I don't want to say in trouble. I've been on the same page with some of the guys we respect so much, and it's just, man, we've all been going bad at the same time. The funny text exchange with JVT early this morning. He goes, Lakers tonight? And I'm like, well, I was looking at the Grizzlies, so I guess that makes it an easy one. I'm going to write that off and not bet it at all.
I will say this to you in my observation following Carl Sack.
Mm-hmm.
Bet unders at your own peril. Like, it just doesn't matter how good you look late in these games at halftime with 2 minutes left, whatever it is. It just feels like the NBA axis is gravitating towards overs in a way that the market has not quite caught up to.
Yeah, it was. Well, that was something we thought we were really going to see at the beginning of the season. You remember that? And it kind of didn't work out that way. But yeah. I've kind of stuck to that approach this whole season. It's been less totals for me this year than usual. And you know me, even regularly, I'm probably 70-30 sides versus totals. But this year, it's probably like 80-20 or less. Okay, NFL week for me. Chargers Broncos under 40.5 got an open. Ravens laid 3 on open. 10-point teaser for me. 49ers up to 11.5. Texans down to 0.5. Jags down to 2.5.
Okay. So you did Jaguars when they were lower. That's yeah. Right. Okay. And then JVT was on earlier. Jonathan Von Tobel, co-host of Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni. He's on the Eagles -4. Called himself a Tanner McKee truther. Eagles -4 against Washington on Sunday. Stevie Fezzik was here. He's got a 3-leg 10-point teaser. He went Texans -0.5, Patriots -0.5, Broncos -2.5. Neither you or I were willing to take the Patriots in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
I can't hate Steve. Steve obviously took the ones where he's going through the 10, the 7s, the 3s. I get it.
Tennis, baby, from Zach Cohen. We're back. He's on Rinky Hijikata today versus Filip Misilic. Hijikata can be found at -152-ish. That is that's a quali, I believe. And then in the United Cup, Talon Griekspoor, +1.5 sets at even money versus Sasha Zverev. So in other words, Griekspoor's got to get a set. He's got to win one set in that one.
Top 5 tennis name.
Talon Griekspoor?
Yeah, I love
really?
Talon. I don't know why, but I do. Talon, it's like my Hawks.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then Griekspoor.
He's gamer. NBA, Wizards +1.5. Hawks +7.5. And again, for all of Zach's plays, he's got tons of them. Visa.com/picks for subscribers. And then in the college football semifinals, we didn't get to this with Zach. We were heavy on college football in the first hour. I should have gotten to this with Zach. But he's on the Hoosiers -3.5 versus Oregon in the national semi. I'm going to be on – I haven't made the bets yet, but I'm going to put them in. I'm going to be on Indiana and Miami, both. I feel like Miami matches up well with Ole Miss. As great as Chambliss and those wideouts were yesterday, especially Wallace, I just feel like that Miami defense is men amongst boys.
Are we snoozing on this? I think we got to bet Miami here today.
Hoosiers going to win it all, though, baby. Let's go. Yeah, I'm bet Miami.
Miami's 2.5 at Boyd. I think we got to do right now.
We'll find me a 2.5 somewhere and bet that. Yep.
Because it's everywhere I'm seeing is 3.
All right. Any last thoughts before we leave for the week?
You know what I do? I do actually have a last thought. I was going to bring up yesterday. Shout out to Ken, who listens to us every day. I don't know about you. It's been a rough week for you and me. We're both kind of sick. On Tuesday, I took it like real easy. I was trying to recover, trying to sleep a lot. Wednesday was New Year's Eve, right? I got my days right? Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, you know what? I did this whole like try to nap and everything yesterday. Didn't really work, didn't really help. I'm going to go down the M, play through some free play for like a couple hours, and then I'll shut it down early tonight.
That's how you take
so like
of
the it. Afternoon, I went down to the M, right? And I wanted to avoid all the New Year's Eve crowd. And go up to the bar. Ken's sitting two seats down. He looks over and he's like, Kelly Bidlin? And then he almost immediately scolded me for being there. He was like, you and Gil need to rest up. You need to go home.
Very nice.
So Ken, great to meet you. And good call out. It was true. I went home soon after.
Nicest people ever. Jay Sullivan sent me Puffs tissues from across the country.
Best fans on the planet.
I told that to Deborah Song Fashion's house. She goes, oh my God, that's the nicest thing I've ever heard. That she's more impressed by that than anything we've ever done. Jay Sullivan, thank you. Money Moves after Prop Points next with John Hansen from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.